Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, developments that affect your life, developments that affect the way you view the universe. And if you want to be part of this great march of science, then why don't you give us a call? Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and then add the city where you're calling from. And perhaps you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And if you want to know more about what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook account. In fact, we have 5 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation. And it's about what I do for a living. I work in something called string theory, which we think, but cannot yet prove, that it is the fabled unified field theory that would unify all the laws of nature into a single equation. This is the theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. And we think we have the theory. It's not in its final form, but find out what all the excitement is about. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, well, let's move on and take the first listener phone call.
Yes, this is Brent Burford, listening on 96.5. I was wondering, you said that animals don't have a concept of time. If that's the case, then why do squirrels bury their nuts for the next spring? They got to have some type of concept of time, or why would they bury their nuts? Basically, that's the only question I have. Thank you.
Okay, well, if you read my book, Physics of the Future, you realize that we've tried to analyze the structure of the brain and compare it with the brain of animals. For example, the back of our brain is the so-called reptilian brain, the brain that alligators have, that understand the concept of space, where you are located with regards to food, with regards to mates, with regards to danger. That's the back of the brain. The center of the brain is the limbic brain, or the monkey brain, the brain of emotions, the brain that has your understanding of your hierarchy in the tribe. Are you a top dog? Are you the underdog in the tribe? Are you the leader of the tribe? Or are you a follower? All that is done at the center of the brain. Then the front of the brain, well, what differentiates the front of our brain with an animal brain? The back of the brain, as I said, understands space. The middle of the brain understands emotions and social hierarchy. The front of the brain, I say, is different in humans from animals. That is the brain of time. The front of the brain is a time machine. It constantly thinks about the future. We daydream. We can't help it. We constantly think about what's going to happen in the future. Now, animals have a very small prefrontal cortex, or hardly none at all. In other words, they live in the present. They don't live in the future. Let's do an experiment to prove it. go to your dog tonight and try to teach your dog the meaning of tomorrow. Well, you can't do it. No matter how hard you try, you cannot communicate the understanding of tomorrow to a dog or a cat or any animal. We, however, we live in the future. We can't help it. Even as you're listening to this program, you're thinking about what you're going to do next. You're thinking about the future, daydreaming. Now, the caller said, well, what about hibernation? What about squirrels and bears when it gets cold? Do they have a sense of time? Well, yeah, they do, but it's mainly instinctive. When it gets colder, the squirrels say, uh-oh, it's getting cold. I got to prepare. I got to get nuts in order to last out the winter. But do they plan that way? No, it's instinctive. It's cold, they go out and find nuts. Bears, it's cold, they go out and find food. That's instinct. That's not thinking about time. So in other words, we are time machines. We daydream. We can't help it. We think about the time constantly, while animals live in the present. And that's what I think separates us from the animals. Animals live in the present. We humans live in the future. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Tom Evans. I'm listening to WGVA Geneva, New York. And I just have a question about how suns are formed. My question is this. It takes something to ignite a sun. How do suns get massive then? How can we have a sun that's 100 times or 10 times bigger than our sun, which I understand is a medium sun? I mean, it would seem like it, when they get to a certain size, a certain mass, that they would ignite. And I'm wondering, how then do stars get massive?
Okay, well, if you take a look at our sun, for example, realize that our sun wasn't always that small. When we look in outer space at other stars, we see what are called protostars. Protostars are big, gigantic balls of hydrogen gas, formless hydrogen gas left over from the Big Bang. How big are they? They can be out to a light year across, 6 trillion miles across, bigger than our entire solar system. So that's a protostar, but because of gravity, and that's the missing link, gravity. This gigantic ball of gas has a gravitational pull that brings the gas together, and as it compresses, it starts to get hotter. The energy of compression has to go someplace, and it goes to heating it up. So, in other words, when gases expand, it gets colder. When gases contract, they get hotter. And so as gravity compresses this gigantic ball of gas, it starts to get hotter and hotter. And when it hits millions of degrees in temperature, that's when fusion takes place. That's when hydrogen combines with other hydrogen nuclei to create helium, releasing the energy of the sun. That's why the sun shines. Now, if you take a look at Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared means that m, matter, can be converted to E, energy. If you weigh the mass of hydrogen, weigh the mass of helium, the byproduct, you find a mismatch. A mismatch. So, hydrogen put together weighs more than the end product, which is helium. So where did this excess mass go? It went into energy. And that's why the sun shines, because of Einstein's theory. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of science on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This is your hour. This is the time when you can get on the air and ask that question, make that comment that's always been puzzling you about this great universe of ours. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 612-564-8135. That's it, 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters in the radio station or the website you're watching, and put down the city you're calling from. And bingo, maybe you can get on national radio on Science Fantastic. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Dan. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I have a couple questions for you. The first one is, there have been many proposed solutions for terraforming both Mars and Venus. For Mars, it has a global magnetic field that's as radioactive with ionizing solar and cosmic radiation at the surface. Temperatures range from negative 220F to 70F, low surface gravity and low atmosphere pressure. As for Venus, not much is known about the surface, but it's thought to be extreme pressure from gases in the atmosphere would need to be removed, which would also help reduce the temperature down from 842 Fahrenheit to something more pleasant for humans. Which one do you think is more realistic for us to try and terraform, and how far away are we from that realistically? My second question is, there are dozens of moons, asteroids, and a dwarf planet in our solar system that may have a liquid ocean underground. Places in our local neighborhoods such as Enceladus, Europa, Callisto, Ganymede, Dione, Pluto, and Ceres may have an underground ocean. Titan also has an ocean in a thick atmosphere. Which one of these do you believe will most likely harbor life? Do you think we'll find organisms similar to small animals on Earth or just bacterial and microscopic life? Thanks, Michio. Big fan. Bye.
Well, you ask questions that are at the cutting edge of science. First of all, terraforming. What does it mean to terraform an entire planet? It means taking a planet like Mars, which is usually below the freezing point of water, heating it up so that it can flourish as a Garden of Eden. And Venus, on the other hand, is the exact opposite. Venus is a hellhole. In other words, temperatures could be up to 900 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hotter than a baker's oven. And then the atmospheric pressure is about 100 times the atmospheric pressure on the planet Earth. So in other words, if you were to walk on Venus, it would not be very pleasant at all. First of all, the soil under your feet would not be soil at all. It would be liquid metals. Certain metals like tin and lead are in liquid form on the surface of Venus. So as you walk on the surface of Venus, you would be sinking slightly into the liquid metallic surface of Venus. And then atmospheric pressures would be 100 times that of the Earth. You'd be crushed to death. And then whatever's left of you after all that would be burned by sulfuric acid. When it rains on Venus, it rains sulfuric acid. So in other words, Venus is perhaps the least likely place in the entire solar system to be terraformed. Now, Mars, it would be difficult to terraform Mars, but not impossible. Temperatures there are usually below freezing, so the surface of Mars is pretty much solid. But if you were to heat up the polar ice caps by having solar satellites beam solar energy down to the north and south polar regions, you could melt the ice and liquid water would flow in the riverbeds, the ancient riverbeds of billions of years ago, and you could gradually begin to reform Mars. Of course, it would take decades to centuries to do this, but it's doable by focusing sunlight on the polar ice caps and gradually heating up Mars as a consequence of that fact. And you also mentioned the moons. There are two moons that are very important. One is Europa, a moon of Jupiter, and the other one is Enceladus, a moon of Saturn. They're quite large, and we think they're covered with ice, but beneath the ice, there's an ocean. Believe it or not, the total volume of water under the moon of Europa, under the ice cover of Europa, is larger than the volume of the oceans on the planet Earth. In other words, there's a strong probability that there could be life underneath the ice cover of Europa, a moon of Jupiter. Same thing with Enceladus. Enceladus is further away, but that doesn't matter because it's volcanic activity. It's the fact that these moons are tumbling as they go around Saturn and Jupiter. That creates tidal forces and friction, which heats up the water, putting it into liquid form, not solid form, and creating a liquid ocean underneath the ice cover. Now, Titan, you mentioned Titan. Titan is a huge moon, one of the biggest. Titan is made out of, believe it or not, chemicals which are flammable, ethane, methane, things that you can ignite in your kitchen, would be found on Titan. But does that mean we can use Titan as a gas station? Well, yes and no. In the future, when astronauts land on Titan, they could begin to harvest some of the ethane and methane and put it inside their rocket. However, you need oxygen. You need oxygen plus methane in order to set off the thrust necessary to propel yourself throughout the solar system. So in other words, Titan is in some sense a gigantic gas station in outer space, but you need oxygen in order to burn that methane. So in other words, the early picture of the solar system that we used to have was that there was nothing out there beyond Mars. That you just had dead satellites going around Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus. But now we realize that perhaps aquatic forms of life under the ice cover of things like Europa and Enceladus might be the dominant, I repeat, might be the dominant habitat for life in the universe. Think about that. How many Mars are there in the solar systems of other star systems? Probably not that many. But how many Jupiters are there? In fact, most of the planetary systems that we've seen have some kind of Jupiter-like planet. And the moons around these Jupiters-like planets might be like Europa and Enceladus with an ice cover. Underneath that ice cover, there's a liquid ocean, and perhaps there could be aquatic life there. Now, believe it or not, NASA once had on the books a probe to go to Europa and inject a submarine underneath the ice to explore the liquid oceans of Europa. Well, unfortunately, that mission was delayed, but eventually we'll do that. Eventually we'll land on Europa, find a crack in the ice, and inject a submarine that will then analyze to see whether or not there are any life forms on Europa. Now, this, of course, is still decades into the future, but it's something to think about, that perhaps we've been brainwashed into thinking that life in outer space has to look just like us. No, perhaps life in outer space is aquatic, given the fact that there are a lot more Jupiters and Jupiter's moons than there are Earths and Mars. And so we have to rethink the way we structure our understanding of our own solar system. Okay, well, let's take the next listener phone call.
Yes, Professor. This is Antonio Smith. I listen to you in KEYS in Corpus Christi, Texas. I have a question about the astral belt. Whenever those probes that they send up to Venus, to, well, to Mars, those probes, are there liable to get hit by astrals? Do they go to the astral belt? Or the astral belt is so far away that it's in outer space or another universe? Thank you.
Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to talk about the asteroid belt and how come our astronauts don't collide and blow up when they go through this ring of debris in our solar system. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and perhaps you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So, give us a call and stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House claims a nationwide gas tax holiday remains on the table.
We've seen a number of states do that, and it can have an impact, about 18 cents, I believe, if I remember correctly, one of the reasons why we're considering it.
during a press briefing on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a number of states have done it in an effort to give consumers a break from soaring gas prices. The White House is under growing pressure to do something to get prices down. The downside of a gas tax holiday involves taking money away from planned federal highway projects. The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Friday, President Biden held an event at the White House to celebrate his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the High Court. The Senate confirming Jackson on Thursday with a 53-47 vote, with three Republican senators joining all 50 Democratic senators. The president touts his record of federal judicial nominations.
I'm proud to say, with the great help of Dick Durbin, I've nominated more black women judges of federal appeal courts than all previous presidents combined.
Microsoft is continuing to block Russian hackers.
Microsoft says it blocked Russian cyber attacks aimed at Ukraine. The tech company believes a hijacking group connected to Russia's military intelligence service tried to establish long-term access to the target networks. Officials have been tracking the group for years and say teams have been working around the clock to protect organizations in Ukraine since the invasion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air and ask that question or make that comment that's always been bugging you about this great universe of ours, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, we had a call coming in about the asteroid belt. You know, if you saw Star Wars or any of the movies about science fiction, you know that there's an asteroid belt out there with a tremendous amount of debris and rocks. And then, of course, our astronauts hide among these rocks because there's so many of them. Well, boy, we've been brainwashed. That's not the way our asteroid belt really is. If you fire a space probe through the asteroid belt, what's going to happen? Probably nothing. Because what is the asteroid belt mainly made of? A vacuum. That's right. It's not like the rubble-strewn garbage that you see in the movies. Now, if you take a look at the solar system, We have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, then the asteroid belt, and then Jupiter and Saturn. So the asteroid belt lies where a planet might have been. In fact, that's what we think the asteroid belt is. The asteroid belt, we think, is a failed planet. A planet that never quite condensed properly. In fact, there's some theories saying that maybe there was a collision. Maybe back then there were two planets orbiting in around the same distance from the sun. Maybe they collided with each other. We don't know. All we do know is that the asteroid belt is full of debris. It's between Mars and Jupiter. And if you add them all up, if you add up all the debris between Mars and Jupiter, you're not going to find much. You'll find something comparable to a moon. So in other words, there's not that much debris out there. A lot of the debris has been hurled into outer space by Jupiter. If you get too close to Jupiter, gravity is so great that it'll fling you into outer space. So we think that a lot of the early debris left over from the creation of the solar system was cleaned out by Jupiter, which then grabbed these pieces of debris and flung them into outer space. So what would it look like if you were to visit the asteroid belt? Well, it would be quite discouraging. You would see basically nothing. What the asteroid belt is made of is a vacuum. A vacuum, and there are not that many rocks out there in the asteroid belt. And as I mentioned, if you add up all the rocks in the asteroid belt, you would just come out with the mass of a moon. So not a gigantic planet that existed between Mars and Jupiter. However, it makes for great Hollywood special effects. In Star Wars, there was that one scene where the Millennium Falcon actually hid in the asteroid belt, using the asteroid belt as a means of evading the bad guys from the Empire. Well, that's not the way it is in real life. Plus the fact that in Star Wars, there was a gigantic dragon that lived on the asteroid belt. Well, that's probably also unlikely, because in order to get life to form, you have to have a whole series of stages and steps, starting with microbial life, going up to small animals, fish and animals, then going to larger size animals like dinosaurs. That's a process that takes millions of years under very controlled conditions of a planet, not the asteroid belt. There's no air out there. There's no water. There's no way that you're going to get a life form to suddenly spontaneously form in the asteroid belt. But it makes for good science fiction movies. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, in the remaining minutes of the show, let me go through my email and answer some of the questions that I get. Because, of course, there's no way I can answer all of them, so it's better just for me to just answer a lot of them on air. And here's one email that I get. And that is that, well, the listener realized that I was in the United States Army. I was in the United States Infantry, in fact. And the question is, what are my thoughts about what's happening in the Ukraine? Well, speaking as a former GI, speaking as someone who was in the infantry, let me say a few things about at least my personal point of view. And, of course, things change day by day. First of all, the Russians had problems when they invaded the Ukraine for several reasons. When you are in the army, the first thing that's drilled into you is the chain of command. You understand who's the top dog, who's the underdog, you know who's giving you the orders. But in this war, seven generals apparently were killed by the Ukrainians, creating a vacuum in the chain of command. That is very bad. And what holds the chain of command together are the sergeants, the NCOs, the non-commissioned officers, the lifers. They're the ones who actually hold the army together, and there's been a shortage of sergeants. That is a prescription for disaster. Losing your top generals and having a weak link, and that is the NCOs, the people who actually carry out the orders of the generals. Next, logistics. You know, it was beaten into us when I was in the army that logistics is key to creating a usable fighting force. But the logistics broke down. First of all, a lot of the tanks got bogged down in the soil, which was very marshy because of the rains. And so a lot of the tanks were sitting ducks to anti-tank weapons. Now, I had a chance to actually play with some of these anti-tank devices. It's a tube about 4 feet long, and it fires a small missile at the treads of a tank, blowing the treads right off, incinerating everybody in the tank. So these anti-tank devices can be used against these sitting ducks, these tanks that got stuck in the mud. And sure enough, when you see all the pictures of what happened in this fighting, you see a lot of the tanks with their treads blown off, because that's what you do. You fire these anti-tank weapons at the treads. And so you begin to realize that things did not go well for the Russian army. The next thing we learned, actually by trial and error, is the fact you have to eventually win the hearts and minds of the people that you are invading. That's one thing that was beaten into us when people went to Vietnam. They realized that you had to earn the trust of the Vietnamese people. But here the Russians couldn't care less about that fact. And that's one reason why they lost the initial stages of their invasion. And next we see that the Russian military has been indiscriminate in terms of slaughtering innocents. That's not the way to win the hearts and minds of the people, by slaughtering them. And plus, totally disregarding public safety. Look at the Chernobyl nuclear power reactor. The Russians took charge of the Chernobyl reactor, and they actually had firefights. Firefights where some of the other nuclear power plants were located. In one area, there are 6 nuclear power plants lined up in a line, 6 of them. The Russians came up and basically fired artillery shells into the vicinity of a nuclear power plant. Now think about that for a moment. This is a prescription for disaster. And there was the Russian army firing not too far from 6 nuclear power plants in the Ukraine. No wonder the Russians were losing in that conflict. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and afterwards we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is where you can call in to 612-564-8135 and ask that question that has always been bothering you about science. Well, I'm sort of summarizing some of the emails that I get. Another consistent email that I get is, what's the future of the COVID virus? What's going to happen now that we think we're beginning to turn the corner on the virus? Well, take a look at previous viruses. Take a look at the 1918 flu virus, which actually killed more people than World War I. You see, viruses evolve. We forget that. They're not static objects at all. And if you are a virus, believe it or not, you are in competition with other viruses. Other viruses are competing for victims, just like what you are doing if you are a virus. So you have to evolve. So how do you evolve? You evolve by becoming more infectious, because you survive by infecting more individuals. That's a law of evolution. You have to evolve to meet the changing times. So you become more infectious. But do you become more lethal? Not necessarily. Because if you become so lethal that you kill everybody, then you yourself die. And that's kind of a bad thing to happen if you are a virus. So in other words, there's evolutionary pressure to evolve to become more infectious but less lethal, okay? So what happened to the flu virus of 1918? It's probably still around. Believe it or not, the greatest killer in the history of the human race is probably still around in mutated form. And think of all the other plagues that go back throughout the centuries. In some sense, some of them are still around. They simply mutated to become part of the background so they could survive. So they can survive forever. So in other words, be careful. First of all, where do viruses come from? 60% or so of all viruses come from animals. That's right. Like the flu. Where does the flu come from? It comes from birds and pigs. Animals are a reservoir, a gigantic reservoir for the next virus. And so as we expand into other territories, we bump into animals with ancient viruses. So this virus probably came from bats. It's probably a very ancient virus. And 60% of all viruses come from animals, meaning that, watch out, another one could be coming down the pike. But next time around, we'll be better prepared because of biotechnology. You know, when the flu virus of 1918 hit, we were clueless as to how to combat it, what to do about it. It was trial and error back then, people flaming about for cures. This time we sequenced the genes of the virus. We understood how it mutated. We created a family tree of the virus, and we found ways to detect it within a matter of minutes. That's the progress of science, that biotechnology has given us some of the greatest ways to combat the next virus, which is going to be coming down the pike. And so the next time around, we'll have an early warning system. For example, the sewer system of cities. Many sewer systems are now being analyzed for viruses of the future. So the next time an outbreak takes place, we'll have ample notification of it because the sewer systems have sensors, we'll have sensors to detect them. And we'll also have dogs. Believe it or not, dogs can be trained to pick up the COVID-19 virus within a matter of seconds. That's right. Dogs have olfactory nerves that are millions of times more accurate than ours. And you can actually train dogs at airports. They're being used at Helsinki Airport, for example. You can actually train dogs to detect the virus better than our sensors that we have, like the PCR, which takes several days to get a diagnosis. So, in other words, the next time another killer virus comes, hopefully we'll be prepared. We'll have an early warning system. For example, thermometers now are being hooked up to the internet at hospitals so that by looking at a chart of the United States of America, you can immediately see where the hotspots are. In one glance, you can see hotspots where thermometers are recording unusual fevers throughout the country. And that is yet another way in which we'll be able to detect the virus before it becomes a tremendous pandemic. Well, we also have news from outer space. And that news is that we're going to go back to the moon. We have the Artemis project, which is going to send astronauts back to the moon after a hiatus. The last time we did that, of course, was back in the 1970s. And so we're going to go back to the moon. First, we're going to have a trial, and then we're going to have astronauts actually circle around the moon. And perhaps if Elon Musk has his way, perhaps we'll go on not just to the moon, but on to Mars as well. Well, we'll see about that. However, we're going back into outer space. And why is that? Many reasons, among them the fact that rockets are becoming cheaper and cheaper. Rockets are now becoming reusable, which drops the cost of rockets by a tremendous amount. For example, you realize that if you have a car and you use it once and only once and junk it, cars would be very expensive after just one use. That's rocketry. We junk our rockets after each use. Well, that's not the future. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this has been Science Fantastic, where we explore the cutting edge of science. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.